Kia ora e te whānau, nau mai hoki mai. Welcome back to the Māori Millionaire Podcast. I am very excited for today's episode because I actually received an email from someone with a question that they had. And this question just really hit deep for me because it's so relatable. So I'm really excited to dive deep into my responses for this. If you are new here, welcome to the Māori Millionaire Podcast. I'm Te Kahu Kura Boynton, and this is my podcast all about money mindset, about the strategy of finances, and about how to build businesses that allow you to live the life of your dreams. As I said, I'm very excited to dive into today's episode. But before I do, a couple of disclaimers today. So the first one is that none of the information provided today should be considered as financial advice. You should always speak to a qualified financial advisor. The copy of the full financial disclaimer is in the description below. But the other disclaimer is that today we're going to be talking about mental health. So I just wanted to put a trigger warning out there for anyone listening who is feeling a little bit vulnerable today. Maybe listen to another episode today because we're actually going to be diving deep into some mental health stuff, which is just like part of the question that I was asked. And so, yeah, if you're not feeling up to it, please don't listen to this episode. But yeah, if you are, let's just dive deep into today's episode. So, I actually got an email this week from a wahine, and I'm actually going to read out her questions because honestly, they really just like hit home for me. And I'm really excited to provide my answers for the questions that she had asked. So I'm actually just going to read out her question. I have a business idea, and my concern is that my introverted personality will stop me from launching and stop me from succeeding if I do launch. I have a very reserved nature, and trauma from childhood has led to frequent panic attacks and ongoing social anxiety. I'm right at the beginning of the journey with this business idea, and I'm thinking, can I get into business and be myself? Is there a way to compensate for these problems and feel safe in the process? Can I communicate reservedly, for example, via email or messaging rather than phone or in person? I currently work part-time in my own home and own my own home, but it is heavily mortgaged and I only have $5,000 in savings, so I probably can't outsource a business launch. Part of the process of wanting to run my own business is so that I can create an income without engaging in a workplace where I'm subject to a hierarchy, authority figures. Oh, and sorry, brackets, authority figures are a trigger. And so I can stay home with my kids and provide to them what I didn't have, a successful, joyful, consistent, and present parent. I have worked on myself, given up all addictions, worked hard to buy a house for myself, engaged in counselling and healthcare, and I'm still me with these issues of whakamā and panic. I've spent so long trying to override these aspects of myself, and I haven't been able to remove them. So I want to honour these safety responses that developed in me as a child, young person moving forward in my life. I'm just not sure if I can do that and start out in business. I also wanted to read out my initial email back to her, and then I'm going to dive deep into actually answering these questions because, oh, I've got so much to share. So, what I said in response was, Kia ora, beautiful. Firstly, I just wanted to send so much. I'm just reading on my phone and it's like keeps on buzzing out. Okay, aroha mai. I said, Kia ora, beautiful. Firstly, just wanted to send so much love because this email just really hits home for me. I too actually have childhood trauma and have previously struggled with panic attacks, social anxiety, depression, all of the things. I'm going to record an episode about this and will share with you my answers to these questions. I have a feeling, though, from this email that you're absolutely going to soar in life. You have put yourself in a state of receivership by actually reaching out for support, and this is the perfect state to be in for business success. I hope you have the best day ever. So, yeah, that is the questions that she has sent through. And as I said, I'm very much excited to actually dive deep into these. So, yeah, I just wanted to get started by actually being transparent about my own journey with my mental health. And if you've been here for a while, I don't think this is the first time I've talked about this on the podcast, but I have had my own many challenges with trauma, with just everything, really, from depression to anxiety to panic attacks to addictions to all of it. And name your thing, we've probably all been through it because, and I'm not saying that every single person has, gone through a traumatic upbringing, but everyone has different kind of things happening, and I just wanted to actually share this because I think some people may look at, some of the things that I've done, and it may look very incredible from the outside, but I really want to be as transparent as possible about like the inner world of like, actually, I am just like many of you listening in today. I've had a lot of challenges that I've had to overcome and that I'm still learning how to overcome actually to this day. And really, like, I actually just wanted to share a little bit of a story. So when I was at high school, in 2021, it was my year 13 year. I was actually the deputy head girl of my high school, and I was actually so depressed, and I ended up actually dropping out. I was also in, like, I was leading the school. I was going to get ducks that year. I was the top of my year, in year 12, and like, I was about to get ducks also. And I actually self-sabotaged myself by dropping out of high school, and I went and worked a minimum wage job at a pine tree company planting little pine trees. And it was there that I decided, like, oh, I had made a mistake. I actually do want to like go to uni and stuff. And when I went to uni, of course, because I had dropped out, I had no scholarships, I had no money. Like, I was literally just self-sabotaging after self-sabotage. Like, literally, that was the pattern that I was in. And it's only with hindsight now that I can actually see the pattern that was playing out. And that's why I'm so open about this, because if I can just help one person to see some of the patterns that are playing out in their life and help them to maybe change those, I'd be over the moon. Like, I went through a lot growing up and at high school and at uni, and why do I have tears? I have been through so many different things, and like one of those actually being panic attacks when I get overstimulated or triggered. So there's a lot of people who say that they went to uni with me, and I find it funny because I didn't actually go into uni that much. So a lot of my uni was actually done online, like from my laptop at home, because I'd get overstimulated at uni. And so I chose to stay home a lot of the time. I was a flexi student, so I could watch them online. This was like around the COVID time, so they had to make it all accessible at home. And that was perfect for me because I really struggled to actually get out. And I spent a lot of time at home in my bed, just like literally the sun would go by, I wouldn't even know. I've struggled with addictions, with like so many different things. And yeah, I just wanted to like really let you know that I get it. I really, really get it. I get the struggle. I get the trauma. I get, all of the things. And I also just wanted to hold so much compassion for you because I know that when you've been through some really difficult times, a business is like, okay, this would be amazing because this is going to give me the freedom, the flexibility to live the life that I want. And I also just wanted to share that, like, yes, you absolutely get that. And I'm so grateful for the life that I get to live now, where I don't have a boss, where I have the freedom to do whatever I want to do, where I can literally help the people that I want to help. I literally get to live my dream life, and I'm so grateful for that. But I also just wanted to share that, like, it's also really difficult. It is so hard. Like, I've had to change how I live, I've had to change my habits, my mindset. I've had to go through the trenches to get where I am today, and there's still so much work to be done. And so, yes, you get to live this amazing life where you get to have freedom, flexibility, all of the things, but it's not free. Like, it's not just like, okay, I'm going to start a business, everything is going to be magical. It's hard. And so I just wanted to just be real about that. And I'm actually going to go through and answer some of the questions that she had put through, actually all of them. So the first question was, I'm right at the beginning of my journey with this business idea, and I'm thinking, can I get into business and be myself? Is there a way to compensate for these problems and feel safe in the process? Can I communicate reservedly, for example, via email or messaging rather than by phone and in person? And I really just want to say this: building a successful business is going to require you to 100% be yourself. If you're not yourself, you're building someone else's business. And so much of building a business is like you get to be 100% yourself. So, for example, in my life, I love the online world. I love that I get to pick up my laptop. I get to go like earlier this year, someone asked me to go and house at his house in Auckland, and I was like, cool. Yep, sure, sign me up. I'll be there. So I just grabbed my laptop, grabbed some clothes, and I went and stayed there for a couple of weeks. And it was so fun because I could just literally work there. And I love that. I love the freedom. I love being able to work from my laptop. And so I've built a business where working from my laptop is how I work, where my clients are online, where I have a course that is able to sell, and I don't need to be, in one place. Because that's one thing I didn't like about a normal job was that I couldn't be spontaneous. I couldn't just pick things up and go somewhere else. Like you had to be at work on Monday morning. You had to, stay there all week. And it was like you could only be spontaneous in the weekend. And there were also limitations to that. It's like, where can you really go in the weekend? You can only, you could travel somewhere, but there's a limit to that, and so I've built a business that is in alignment with what I want to do and how I want to live my life. And the really cool thing about this is that you can do this as well. So, I love doing in-person stuff to an extent. I also still get very overstimulated by these, and so I limit how many of these I do. When I had previously done a lot of these, I did find myself getting very tired, very low energy, and so now I limit the in-person things that I do. Because I love the online stuff a lot more. And so I've built a business where that is what I do. And so for you, I really want you to think about what is the life you want to build, and then let's just start actually working towards that. Because once you understand that you can have whatever you want in this life, like literally whatever you want, then we can start working on a plan to actually make that happen. So in terms of you don't want to do phone or in person, I absolutely love that, right? Because that's what I do. So the only times I've actually jumped on calls to sell something is for my one-on-one clients, and that's because that's a very high ticket offer. And that is, what I felt like I needed to do at that point. But for everything else, I don't do sales calls. I only communicate really via messaging on Instagram and via emails, for sales for things. Obviously, for other things, I am on the phone, I do take calls, but for actually selling things, which is how I generate money, I don't need to be on calls, which is amazing because I don't like being tied to calls either. Like, I love my clients and I love their calls, but other calls, I don't do many. So I would recommend to anyone listening to this who's wanting to build a business, I want you to think about what is the life you actually want to live. Like, for example, do you want to be an online coach, or do you want to sell products where no one even knows who you are, your business isn't connected to your personal brand, or do you want to sell a course where you're able to teach people things, but you don't need to be there behind the screen, like actually doing phone calls? Whatever it is, I want you to think about what your dream life and business would look like, and actually sit in that state of being so creative of like, oh my gosh, I could do this, I could do that, because you really can do whatever you want to do. And I would never recommend anyone to do or build a business that isn't what they want to do. So for example, I hate mushrooms. Mushrooms are yuck. I hate them so much. And so I'd never open up a mushroom business, right? Because I don't like them. So I would never know if the mushrooms tasted good because all of them taste rank to me. So for you, I want you to think about what kind of business would allow you to live your dream life. So for me, I love money. Like, I freaking love money. Money is like, I love it so much. And so I run a business helping people with their money, with making more money through business, with healing their mindsets, because this changed my life and I just want to help change other people's lives. And like, I love this stuff, right? So for you, what do you love? What do you really want to do? Like, if you were to die tomorrow, what would you be so happy that you did today? I want you to think about that. The next question that she asked was, I currently work part-time and own my own home, but it is heavily mortgaged and I only have $5,000 in savings, so I probably can't outsource a business launch. Part of the purpose of wanting to run my own business is so that I can create income without engaging in a workplace where I'm subject to hierarchy Authority figures are a trigger, and so I can stay home with my kids and provide to them what I didn't have, a successful, joyful, consistent, and present parent. So with this question, I really, really, really want to encourage you to be very, very mindful of the words that you are using. You said, I only have 5K. Now I want you to think about all of the people in New Zealand right now who don't even have like $5. Okay? And so part of being a successful business owner, which I already know that is going to be you, is gratitude for everything. So you have $5,000. Like, that is phenomenal. Okay? I literally want you to Google right now because I can't remember the actual statistic, but it's something ridiculous. Like, most people couldn't afford like a $500 emergency or something like that. I can't remember exactly what it is, but I want you to Google that. And then I want you to actually be so grateful for the $5,000 you have saved because that's amazing. I started this business that right now is making five figures a month when I had an inconsistent income of about $500 and my expenses were about 450. And I can't remember exactly if I had started saving and investing when I started or if it had come shortly after. I can't actually remember exactly, but I'm pretty sure, and I could be wrong, I either started with no money or I started with very little money. And so I really want you to just be in the space of like, if Te Kahukuna can do it, I can do it. Okay. No, just literally like, there have been so many successful businesses that started with no money. There's another business. I was going to say what business it was, but I'm not sure if he would be okay with me sharing this, so I'm not going to. But there's a business I know that most of you will probably also know this business. But he started off with, I think it was like $300. He used $300 to buy his first products, and now. This is crazy. He's making six figures a month. He's making seven figures a year. He started off with $300. And I just really want you to be like in the state of like, I've got $5,000. This is an opportunity to invest in myself to grow. And I know this is like what you're using. I think you said you have $5,000 in savings. Like, is this What is this, you know, how are you using the resources that you have right now to actually invest in yourself to grow, to learn the things that you need to learn? Like, I really want you to just look at everything you have right now, be so grateful for it all, and think, how can I use what I have to my own best advantage? So, one, I want you to be very mindful of the words that you're using, be grateful for everything. And the second piece of the question is around wanting to run your own business so that you don't need to be subject to a hierarchy, and so your kids can have what you didn't have. And I just want to say how relatable this is because there is something shining right through your whole email, and that is that you have strong ambition and drive to have more, do better, and build a strong business. And you've got this like willingness to be the change you want to see in the world, which I love. And like, I feel like I'm talking to myself because that is exactly me. And I want you to know that I've experienced the same. I've had so many different jobs that, oh my gosh, literally made me so miserable. And I remember one job, my boss literally told me to shut up. I was like, what? Who talks to humans like that? That's ridiculous. But essentially, the most important piece here is I want you to know that right now, everything you're thinking of feels like a dream. It's like, oh, it would be cool if blah, blah, blah. It would be cool if I da, 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 da. And I want you to actually embody what it would look like if you actually started working towards that. Because once you believe in yourself and you believe you can actually do it, everything from there is just the strategy of like, how can we do it? What mindset do I need in order to achieve this? So I want you to think about actually doing that. And I want you to think, every morning and every night, imagine yourself having achieved what you want to achieve, because the more you think about it, the more you can actually do the action steps towards it, and the more you can actually just like full body do it. So, yeah, I'm just going back to your question to make sure I kind of answered it properly. Yeah, but like you, yeah, that is it actually. Like, you want more in this life, and It's possible. That's what I think you really need to believe, because I think there could be a hint of like, this feels like too ambitious for you. And I actually want to tell you a story about me and my businesses, because this isn't the first business I've started. Actually, the day that I decided that I was going to leave high school, I told one of my teachers, and he said to me that if I left high school, he said, "You're smart at high school, but you're probably going to fail university if you left." And that day I was like, "I'm going to prove you wrong." And so I went to uni and I didn't fail any papers, actually. So, mister. Anyways, people will tell you that you don't have the capacity to achieve your dreams. And really, it doesn't matter what other people think. What matters is what you think about yourself. So in that moment, I was like, you're dumb. Like, you're a school teacher, and you shouldn't be saying things like this to people. But what I want you to believe in is yourself. So this next part of your question is like, you've worked on yourself, you've given up your addictions, you've worked hard to buy yourself a house, all of these different things. And you're just not sure if you can do it and start out in business. And firstly, I just wanted to say how proud I am of you. This is amazing. Like, you've done so much work already. And I just wanted to really acknowledge the growth that I can see. Like, amazing. The next bit is about trauma. So your nervous system has become so used to being in survival mode because of everything that you've gone through in your life. And you probably don't realize this, but building a life with so much comfort where you don't have a boss, where money is just like flowing in, like the tap is just turned on and it won't turn off, and you don't have a boss to tell you what to do. This actually probably terrifies your nervous system. Your nervous system is like, oh my gosh, how am I going to cope with so much fun and freedom and like amazingness? And this sounds silly to the average person, but anyone who has gone through things will know that, like, you have learned how to survive, not how to thrive. And so I'm here to tell you that you absolutely can thrive. Like, you don't need to be stuck in this state of like surviving and not knowing how to thrive. And it is absolutely possible for you to like build this business, to achieve your goals, to do everything you want in this life. Your best day in your whole entire life has not happened yet. You are currently facing different challenges, and that is completely normal. And I also wanted to say that if you've been given a dream or a vision, it's because a future version of you has already achieved those things. Not everyone in life has these visions. Not even, like, if you think about how many people in the world who would just be like, I'm not starting a business, why would I want to do that? Because that's not part of their journey in life, and that's perfect. But for you've got this vision, and so your responsibility is to actually take action on that goal that you have in your life. So I want to really just encourage you to think about what are the things you're consistently telling yourself in your mindset. So for example, when you have a thought come through of like, I really want to start this business, what thought comes through after that? Like, oh, but you can't, blah blah blah, or that's not possible for you, or anything like that. And when those thoughts come through, I want you to catch them, and I want you to say thank you for that unnecessary thought. And then I want you to put in the thought that actually is what you want, what is in alignment with your higher vision of yourself, because not everything that your brain tells you is true. So for example, I have launched things in my business that have been very successful, but when I launched, my brain would say things like, nobody's going to buy this. You're dumb. No one cares. All of this kind of stuff. And what I had to do was actually catch those thoughts and say, thank you for that unnecessary thought. Because what happens is your brain is wired, like, everyone's brains are naturally negative. And if you think about your own life, there are so many different times where you're like, maybe an amazing thing has happened, but then a negative thought comes in. I want you to think about that, because you can actually change the way that you think. You can change the thoughts that you have, because you are in control of how you live your life and what things you think. And I know it's hard when you've struggled with different things, and I know wholeheartedly how hard it is to change the way that you're thinking about anything in life. But I'm here to tell you that it's possible. if you're willing to do the work, if you're willing to hold yourself in that in that discomfort and actually believe in your superpowers. So in terms of building the business that allows you to do everything you want in your life, be home with your kids, be your own boss, I've been where you are. And for a long time, I was actually running this business and I wasn't seeing the results I wanted. So I didn't have the income that I wanted. I was working a job whilst running this business. I was at uni. I was working hard. I was doing everything I thought I needed to do, but I still wasn't seeing the results that I wanted. And it wasn't until I actually took a leap of faith and I invested in a coach to help me get where I wanted to go. If you think about going to the gym, if you don't know how to go to the gym, right, a personal trainer will help you. It's the exact same in business. If you don't know how to run a business and you don't know how to scale it to get the results you want in life, a business coach is going to help you do that. So I want you to know that what you put out into the universe, whatever you're wanting, when you take action on that, things work out. Sometimes not immediately, but eventually they do. And so, an example of this is actually when I hired my first coach, my first mentor, I didn't have enough money to pay her in full, so I paid it off. I wasn't even sure if I had enough to pay the next payment, but I had full faith that everything would work out. And it absolutely did. I think it was a 10, I made a 10x return on my investment in her within 2 months. Because I actually took a bet on myself and I was like, I'm going to make this happen. I'm going to make this work because I trusted in myself. And I really want you to trust in yourself too, that you're going to make your dreams your reality. And when I went through this transformation, I was like, oh my gosh, my whole life has changed. My mindset has changed. My relationships, my business, my whole order, I have lost 60 kgs now because I have been so consistent at looking after myself and improving my whole entire life. And this wouldn't have been possible if I didn't actually take a leap of faith and invest in myself. And this is why I wanted to start my own little community of brown business besties, those who are business owners already or aspiring business owners who are literally committed to transforming their mindsets, creating a strategy that they want for their business so that they can build the businesses of their dreams and live the life of their dreams. As you've said in this question, you want to be there for your kids, you want to have the money there. This is what Brown Business Besties is about. And in this package, you get 2 live group coaching calls with me every month. So you can ask your questions to me, and then we can actually have a back and forth to get to the root cause or get to the bottom of whatever you're going through. Because a lot of the time, we've actually got a mindset block that is stopping us from actually seeing the results we want in life. And I just want to share an example with you. Mine was a deep fear of failure. And so this fear of failure meant that I wouldn't try things because I was scared of it actually not working out. And when I was able to realize that I was going to be okay regardless of failure, and that failure wasn't going to happen if I never give up, I don't even believe in failure anymore because failure implies that something didn't work. And the thing about life is that sometimes things don't work, but you're always going to be okay. And that you, if you always pick yourself up, everything is going to be absolutely okay. So and through coaching, I'm able to support you and identify those things that you can't even see in yourself. And the other really cool thing about our live group coaching is that if you can't come to our live call, you can actually send your question in prior and I will record it for you so that you can actually listen to the answer. The other thing about Brown Business BCs, which is just so cool, is that you also get free access to Te Tiriti Haukura, which is my 12-week self-paced online money mindset, strategy, and business program. So there's more than 72 bite-sized training videos across the 12 weeks. They're like 5 to 20 minutes long, and they will teach you what you need to know. And if you have any questions from that, you get to bring them forward into our live group coaching calls. And the other really, really cool thing is that you also get free access to literally any other program that I launch whilst you are in Brown Business Besties. So just like the new offer that I'm actually launching this week, which is just so exciting. But I'm going to pop all of the links in the description for all of these things. But if you actually want to have a like conversation with me and see if Brown Business Besties is the right fit for you, just send me a message on Instagram, DM me community, and I will reach out to you with the info. And then if you have any questions, you can actually just respond and we can have a little kōrero to see if it's the right fit for you. Before I jump off, I want to leave you with this quote, and it is, "The very breath that fills your lungs is a living invitation to remind you how provided for you are in all ways, always." So, thank you so much for being here. If you enjoyed this podcast episode, I'd really appreciate it if you could send this to a friend or share it on your story. I'm on a mission to empower as many people as I can to get into business, to heal their money mindsets, to improve their money strategies. And it really helps me when you share it and also give me a 5-star rating if you enjoyed this podcast episode. I would absolutely love that. If you have a question that you'd like me to answer in another podcast episode, feel free to email me. You can contact me by going on my website, www.multimillionaire.com. Otherwise, that is us for today, and I have absolutely loved today's episode. I hope that it was able to provide some value to you. And yeah, as I said, if you've got questions, send me an email. Otherwise, I will see you all next week. Ka kite.